Governor Snyder vetoed a similar measure last year because it did not provide exceptions for cases of rape and incest in instances where a woman does not have abortion coverage.
I stand by my veto.
The governor says it was also meddling in the private marketplace. So Right to Life of Michigan launched a petition drive to initiate a veto-proof insurance coverage law. The legislature approved that law this week. The governor says it would have been a mistake to send that bill to his desk.
Essentially, they went around me, because I would stand by my veto letter that I don't think it's appropriate.
But the Republican governor also says he won't get involved in any effort to repeal the law with a referendum that might take place, as he's also seeking re-election. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.